Welcome to the Lagos Real Estate Insider Podcast, the number one podcast dedicated to helping you create wealth, investing in real estate, and live a world-class life while making a difference and impact in the lives of people. I am your host, Idris Ndagwa. On this podcast, I share insight to the real estate market, advice and strategies for investing in real estate, and some of the latest real estate investment opportunities. I also share some motivation and inspiration for taking your life to the next level. Thanks for tuning into this episode and let's dive in. So as an investor, if you are planning to invest in Lagos, Nigeria, you may probably think about investing in either Ibeju-Lekki or Egbe. You know, both Ibeju-Lekki and Egbe has been on the rise of the Lagos real estate market for the past 5 years. In today's episode, I'm going to be comparing Egbe versus Ibeju-Lekki. Which one is the best investment as an investor? If you're listening to the podcast for the first time, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. So let's dive in. So starting with the overview of both locations, Ibeju-Lekki, it's a local government on its own. Lagos, Nigeria, is share boundary with Etiosa local government. Etiosa is the local government which include Ikoyi, Lekki, Ajah, VGC, most of the prominent areas in the Lagos Island, starting from Ikoyi all the way down to the end of Ajah, belongs to Etiosa local government, which include both Lekki, Ikoyi, Ajah, all the way down to Sengotedo, Aweaya, and so on. So Ibeju-Lekki starts immediately after Etiosa local government, and it ends towards the Alaro city, Egbe. So Ibeju-Lekki share boundary with Lekki and Egbe. Egbe, on the other hand, used to be a small town in the eastern part of Lagos. It share boundary with Ibeju-Lekki and K2, that's the Lagos mainland. It started getting attention during the previous administrator, that's Ambode, when he started developing roads and started taking some governmental offices to Egbe. That was when Egbe started getting notice. But you know, development in Lagos started from Ikoyi to Lekki phase 1 to Lekki phase 2, then to Ajah. And as the development is extending, you know, after Lekki Ajah axis has finished developing, the next axis is Ibeju-Lekki. That's one of the things that is contributing to rapid development of Ibeju-Lekki. Now, as an investor, the first thing I want you to understand is the developmental purpose. The government has a different plan for both local government. The governmental plan for Ibeju-Lekki is the government wants Ibeju-Lekki to be the Lagos business hub. The plan is by 2050, Ibeju-Lekki will be producing 70% of Lagos state revenue. That's a very huge plan. That's why most of the business and mega infrastructures are situated in Ibeju-Lekki. For example, the Dangote refinery is located in Ibeju-Lekki, the Lekki Deep Seaport, the Lekki International Airport, and also the proposed fourth mainland bridge. Ibeju-Lekki alone has over $200 billion investment. So that's the purpose of Ibeju-Lekki. Though Ibeju-Lekki also have the residential part, it is divided into the commercial hub and residential hub. Egbe, on the other hand, the plan is for it to become the tourism and lifestyle area of Lagos, Nigeria. Because when I think about Egbe, sometimes I compare it with Ikorodu. I don't know if you're familiar with Ikorodu area. Ikorodu has been in existence for so long. The government does not develop Ikorodu as much as the way it's giving Egbe so much attention. For example, in Ikorodu, you only have the Lagos State University of Technology and very few other developments. Yes, there is a good road network, there is a dualized expressway, but the way the Lagos State is developing Egbe and Ibeju-Lekki, it's reinforcing the development because the government wants to move people to Ibeju-Lekki and Egbe. So Egbe as a village in the past is now becoming a new Lagos. For example, recently, the Lagos state government just announced the Lagos Film City. The is also going to Ebe. Apart from the Alaro City, a mega city of multi-real estate development, which include a road system, street lights, water system, working place. It is like all in one estate where people can work. They can do everything within the estate. There is also a plan for rail system. You know, the Lagos Blue Light Rail just started working. So there is also a plan to extend it to Ibeju-Lekki and Ebe. So you can see the bigger picture, how the government is moving people and mega developments to Ebe and Ibeju-Lekki. So the goal of Ebe is for Ebe to become the Lagos tourism and lifestyle area. That's why Ebe is basically for residential purpose, where people can relax, enjoy, and have a great lifestyle. Now, Ebe also have some mega infrastructures like the Lagos Film City. As I said, the Alaro City, it has Ebe Resort and Spa, which is a tourism center. People travel from different parts of the world to visit, relax, and enjoy themselves. It also has the Augustine University, Michael Otodola Housing Estate, and University of Education. So basically, most of the development in Ebe is residential and lifestyle development. Now, as an investor, from this breakdown, most people that will be working in Ibeju-Lekki will be residing in Ebe, and they will keep moving from Ibeju-Lekki to Ebe and from Ebe back to Ibeju-Lekki. Now, you may be asking, Idris, how does this information benefit me as an investor? Here is the point. In real estate, wherever the government is paying the most attention to, that's where the most opportunity is. And here are some few things you should look at. Number one, job opportunity. Two, migration. Three, supply and demand. And lastly, affordability. Now let's take each. As an investor, think about the job opportunity going to Ibeju-Lekki. When you think about the Dangote Refinery, the Lekki Deep Sea Port, the Lekki International Airport, the proposed Fourth Mainland Bridge. Those mega infrastructures, there are other ones that are still coming, and there are other ones that are yet to be mentioned. All those mega infrastructures already provide migration. People will be migrating from the Lagos Island and the Lagos mainland to Ibeju-Lekki and Ebe. That's one. Two, job opportunities are already created. All those mega infrastructures, they will need people to work there. For example, the Dangote Refinery alone has about 18,000 workers. Not talking about the Lekki Deep Sea Port, the Lekki International Airport. Number three is demand and supply. Demand is already created. And whenever demand is created and there is a shortage of supply, money is already created. Now, as an investor, think about the demand and supply in Ibeju-Lekki and Ebe. The demand for accommodation and hospitality. Demand for accommodation is already high. And whenever demand is high and there is shortage of supply, that is a very big problem. And whenever a problem is created, if you provide solution to cater for that problem, you will make money for providing a solution. For example, people that will be working in Ibeju-Lekki need houses to accommodate themselves, and people that will be visiting on a casual basis, you will need an hotel. Also, there will be need for commercial properties like restaurants, retail store, hotels, banks, you know. Think about any commercial property. So the demand is high and the supply is low. So by tapping into this opportunity of investing in Ibeju-Lekki, as an investor, think about the amount of money you can make. Think about the high demand that is coming in the future with the low supply. That's why I believe if you miss out investing in Ikoyi, Victoria Island, Lekki Phase 1, Lekki Phase 2, and Ibeju-Lekki is almost getting out of affordable tag, don't miss out Ebe. Number 4 is affordability. Now, when you think about the value of properties in Ebe and the Bechleki versus what it was selling for last year, you realize that Ebe and the Bechleki are appreciating faster. As an investor, if you are looking for affordability, Ebe is your option, because the Bechleki is already out of affordable tech. For example, the cheapest land you can get in Ibejuleki right now is 70 million naira for 300 square meters, and the lowest for 500 square meters is 21 to 22 million naira. So that's the entry level for Ibejuleki. Ebe, on the other side, we have land going for 900k, 1 million, 1.2 million, and 2.5 million. And Ebe go as high as 14 million naira. So when you are looking for something affordable, Ebe is your only option for now as a beginner investor. For example, the cheapest estate in Ebe that we have is the Vacation City in Ilara Ebe. It's just about 10 to 15 minutes from the Augustine University, and it's in a very nice location. It's selling 300 square meters for 900,000 and 500 square meters for 1.5 million naira. If you key into 6 plots, you'll get one for free. So that's the cheapest estate you can get in Ebe when we talk of affordable tag. And if you want to find out more about this estate, you can send me a DM or WhatsApp or on Instagram. I can show you how you can key into any of the estates. Now, when you think about return on investment as an investor, when you think about Ebe, since Ebe is gradually rising, it promises between 90 to 80% return on investment per annum. For example, last year Ebe was selling between 800 and 900, and it goes as high as 1 million naira. Now, Ebe is selling between 1.5 million naira, 2 million naira for most of our estates, and by next year it will be selling between 2 million naira to 4 million naira. So Ebe promise between 80% annual return on investment. That's for resale value. Ibejuleki, on the other hand, is appreciating faster. You know, it's very close to Lekki Ajah as is, so it's appreciating faster, and it has more mega business infrastructural developments. So that's why, if you're looking for something of higher return on investment, for example, if you're planning to do joint ventures, which I break down in money making series parts 2 or 3, if you're thinking about doing joint ventures that you can make so much money, Ibejuleki will be best for you. But if you're thinking about something affordable that you can resell later, Ebe is best for you. Also, if you are thinking about residential area where you can reside in the future, or something you can build and, you know, reside for yourself, or you can use for rent, then Ebe is best for you. So in the nutshell, Ebe is the most affordable and it's appreciating gradually. Ibejuleki is appreciating even higher. So if you are looking for something affordable, or you are a first-time investor, Ebe is best for you to start. And if you are already an investor looking for massive return on investment, Ibejuleki is the best for you. If you're enjoying today's episode, here are 3 ways you can work with me, support me, and this podcast. Number 1, share this episode with a friend, family, co-worker, or a team who you think will find it valuable. If you share it with any of those people and they find it valuable, they will thank you later, being the source for sharing it with them, which strengthens your relationship and help you take your relationship to the next level. Number 2, refer me to a friend who need a property or a guidance for their real estate investment. If you know anyone who need a property or want to make an inquiry, or you need a property and you want to make an inquiry, don't hesitate to contact me on 070-4408-6868. Again, 070-4408-6868, or you can email me at Real Estate with Idris realestatewithidris@gmail.com. Again, realestatewithidris@gmail.com. And finally, number three is to help me rate this podcast on your listening platform. Whether you are listening on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, or any of your favorite platform, help me rate this podcast. And when you rate it and leave a review, it helps other people just like you discover the podcast as a very valuable podcast. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you in the next episode.